Good day, everybody.
Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of our recipes in the second week for Thanksgiving, I have my cranberry greens with bacon. Now, remember this. Cranberries are very, very bitter, so we have to add flavor to them. Now, the saltiness of bacon, it really does help to change the contrast of flavors and the texture as well of the cranberry. Now, remember this. Cranberries need to be cooked for a long period of time so we can make sure that they're actually palatable, because if you try to put a cranberry right in your mouth, it's going to be very undesirable only because it has to be cooked. And I like to use fresh cranberries with these. It doesn't matter what brand you use, but always remember that if we're going to use cranberries, we're going to try to use fresh, because fresh is always best. And remember our farmers who work so hard on all these amazing ingredients. So let's make sure we give them due credit where credit is due. So let's get started. What we're going to need is 1 cup of fresh cranberries. Now, what we're going to do with these cranberries, we're going to add them to so many other things. But before we can do that, I need 8 ounces of bacon that's going to be diced small. And I highly recommend that you freeze your bacon before dicing it. It's so much easier to work with. Even if you got a really sharp chef's knife, it's still easier to use bacon that's more, you know, not frozen, but at least, you know, chilled enough to where it all holds its place, because if it's very fatty, it's going to be hard to cut through, and it can also be dangerous as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the bacon, we're going to dice it up small. And like I said, 8 ounces, so we're going to use 1/2 pound. And we're going to go ahead and put that in a pan. We're going to start that off on a low to medium low heat. We're never going to do that on high heat because we are not trying to fry the bacon. We're rendering out the fat. Once we start the rendering process, it's okay to go ahead and drop in our cup of fresh cranberries. The next thing we're going to do here is add in 1/2 onion. And I like to use Spanish onion preferably, which are the yellow or the yellowish brown onions you see in the stores. And I use 1/2 onion, and I like to get a nice small dice on that only because I want the textures to really match with each other. The next thing is 1 cup of sugar. And this is all going to be cooking together. So you're going to have a nice crispy bacon with these beautiful cranberries. It's going to be sweet with the sugar. We're going to add in 4 ounces of kale that we're going to rinse and clean and put in there. We're also going to add in 4 ounces of spinach. I prefer baby spinach. 4 ounces of collard greens. And we're going to let that all cook down together. And once it looks like it's about ready to just go, we're going to pull our bacon out as much as we can, add in 1 cup of beef stock, reduce that down by half, and then go ahead and put the bacon back in and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.